This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and a business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar reached Riyadh on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia today. During his stay, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with the foreign ministers from Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. On the second leg of his visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin on Tuesday on a two-day visit to Germany. Thereafter, he will travel to Geneva in Switzerland for an official visit from 12th of this month. A young male patient has been identified as a suspect case of monkeypox or mpox. He had recently traveled to a country currently experiencing mpox transmission. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and his samples are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable and there is no cause of any undue concern. In Chhattisgarh, 7 people have been killed in a lightning strike. The incident took place in Mohtara village near Baloda Bazar town. The victims were standing under a tree amid heavy rain when they were struck by lightning. Union Minister of State for Rural Development, Dr. Pemmasani Chandrasekhar, visited flood-affected areas in Guntur district of Andhra Pradesh today. He inspected submerged crop fields in Venkata Krishnapuram, Anumarlapudi, and Tengalamudi, and nearby areas. Dr. Chandrasekhar met farmers and listened to their concerns. He assured the farmers that steps would be taken to protect them from losses and promised an additional relief package. He announced 300 crore rupee plan to clean, modernize and widen the drainage system on a war footing. In Vietnam, at least 14 people have died and 176 injured after Typhoon Yagi struck the country yesterday. Vietnam's Met Agency issued the downgrade in the typhoon today as the storm moved westward. However, it cautioned about the ongoing risk of flooding and landslides. Vietnamese officials described Yagi as one of the most deadly typhoons to hit the region in the recent decade, leaving more than 3 million people without electricity in northern Vietnam. Hundreds of flights were cancelled as 4 airports were closed. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential people in the field of technology and artificial intelligence. His name figures under the Shapers category of the list. The magazine writes, under his leadership, India is hoping to become one of the top 5 countries for semiconductor manufacturing in the next 5 years. It adds that construction has begun in several factories for the key component for modern AI systems. Time magazine also highlighted that the Indian educational system is catching up to produce a specialized workforce needing for cutting-edge AI and semiconductor development. In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India defeated host China 3-0 at Kowloon Point today. India will take on Japan in their next fixture tomorrow. The quadrennial extravaganza Paris Paralympics 2024 will conclude late tonight. For India, this edition will be remembered as a historic milestone as the nation achieved its best ever medal tally. The Indian contingent secured an impressive 29 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medal tally. The final ceremony will take place at France's National Stadium, the Stade de France. The ceremony will feature a vibrant mix of performances, including jazz music, thematic dances and speeches by dignitaries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.